Hey, this is Toggle. Welcome to episode 8 of Kangaroo Crossing. Today's episode is on what kind of fur are you? We've talked in the show before about how people get in the fur and how people become furs or how they don't have a choice in the matter. And as, I've had a lot of time to think, obviously, since I haven't been here in, forever, I began to think about what kind of furs do you really see out there? And no, I'm not talking about, you see a wolf here or a fox there or a bunny there or a dragon there or any of that. Though, on a side note, you do see a lot of wolves. I mean, I'm not complaining. I love wolves. I do. I really do. But, there are a heck of a lot of them. I mean, has anyone else noticed? Of course you have. I mean, they're the dominating species. There are a lot of other species out there, mind you, but wolves are very popular. I've got to figure out how that works. Anywho? And yes, I know some of you have been dying to hear me saying anywho for the longest time. I know you've craved my voice saying anywho. I know you. God, I haven't lost any of my cheesiness, have I? I'm worse than before. Anywho? The whole point of this is the fact that I've noticed that there's, a certain type of person that happens to be a fur. And, well, there's a certain three type of people, really. I've narrowed it down to three. And this goes into taking other subgroups in and taking into whether you've chosen to be or happen to be a wolf or centaur or whatever the heck it is you are. This takes into account what you were born as, what you became, what you've been converted into. It takes into the fact that it's not really just something that happens. It's something that you really do have to think about and see, and there's a lot of complicated points to it, and I hope that by pointing out these three main factions, it'll help. If not, you get to listen to my sexy voice. So, who's complaining? One quick note I want to make is that eventually I'm going to be getting a mic. I've noticed a lot of problems using just the normal little mouse at the top of the mic at the top of the computer. It kind of makes it so you can hear me, but not as well as you could. What you just heard now was a prime example of why I should get a mic. You won't be able to hear me getting instant messages while I talk. Though it does add to a little bit of the show's interesting fact that this is completely and absolutely unprofessional in every single manner. I need to get a script. I should get a writer in. Oh, wait. The writer's strike. Life sucks. Anywho, on with the show. The three factions. Okay, before I really get into it, I should explain this much. Everything I'm saying right now, about to say, is theory. This is not proven fact, this is not something I can say is true. My personal belief is left out of this. This is just something I've noticed. I'm stating this from the standpoint and belief that this is real. If any of the stuff I'm about to say it seems like bullshit to you, or somehow seems like it's something you don't want to hear, or if you don't think that what I'm about to say is real at all, that all of it is just something that's made up, then you don't have to listen. I'm not saying what I believe in either, because I'm keeping what some people might want to call a journalistic standpoint. I'm merely saying what I'm seeing. If you want to know what I really think, I am me. All right. So the three factions are, as I've noticed, born a fur, became a fur, or chose to be a fur. Simple? Kinda. But those three things usually takes in the entire genre. When I say born a fur, for instance, this can take into account people who believe themselves to be actual characters from video games, or it takes in the fact that you might consider yourself to be a reincarnated animal. And if you are chose to be a fur, you go chose to be a fur. You said, "I think wearing a tail and ears is fun. Not something I have to do, but something I like to do." And those facts can also apply to the other ones. It's just kind of a personal opinion, optional, whatever, pick your own work clothes day thing. Wow, that's probably the weirdest statement I've made so far. I think. Up to you guys. Alright, so basically, when I say born a fur, I'm basically counting in people who could have been reincarnated from either being an animal or, say, a furry into a human body. In other words, your spirit, your soul itself, was an animal or some sort of anthropomorphized spirit before it became you. Now, this could mean that you are an animal trapped in a human body. This could mean that you are some forlorn warrior from a different planet who is trapped in the body until you can go back and save the day. This could mean that you just were handed the wrong cards when it came to the body selection because you were born a wolf, you were meant to be a wolf, you applied for the wolf, and you got the human body. Big rip-off, right? Anywho, this basically can count in any of the above, and I myself personally believe I probably fall under this category. Because basically, when you're born a fur, you kind of have the furry aspect showing when you're young. You might be drawing animals, or you might get goosebumps when you see certain shows that have animals in them. And here's a little fact about Toggle, y'all. I get goosebumps every time I watch Digimon. Not kidding. Goosebumps. Hair standing on end. From Digimon. In fact, I probably shouldn't be telling y'all that, but I figure if I tell you a little bit about myself, you'll tell me a little bit about yourself, and we'll become friends. And one day we'll be eating cookies at the table of brotherhood. Or something like that. You get the deal. Anywho, you display these attributes when you're young, and as you grow up, you slowly start to realize it more and more. And more than likely, under these circumstances, you're drawn to the furry subculture. So, basically, that means you were born a fur and you come into it on your own. Now, this can also mean that you were born a fur but never become a person of the furry subculture. You can be born this way and never really get into the whole thing and never really see those attributes pop up. You'll never really know. But you can hope for it. Actually, if you think about it, almost the entire world could be, well, born a fur in this sense if they don't show the attributes. So that's right, you non-furry people. You could be a fur, you just don't know it. By the way, If you like my new segue noise that's taken from the song The Beginning for the Mind, which is a song that came with this podcast program, do tell. I actually kind of think it's kind of cool, but anyway, moving on. Another phrase I miss. Tear. The second kind of fur are those who become fur during their life. I guess the best way to put it would be as your life goes on, the influence of nature or spirituality, whatever is in your life that you love and adore, slowly changes you so that inside you are no longer a human but a fur. Now, the way I've heard of this, or I'm kind of putting a theory on this certain faction, is I have certain friends who believe themselves to be born, well, basically human, and as life goes on, influence from, as they call it, guardian spirits, helps them become furry. Again, this is coming from a journalistic standpoint. If you don't believe in guardian spirits, that is your complete and absolute right. I am merely stating what I have heard. I'm not stating whether I believe this or not, because I believe in a lot of things. I'm willing to believe anything could be real. And maybe I used to have certain guardian spirits of my own. I'm not saying that you have to believe this. I'm not saying that you have to think that everything I say right now is true. Just take into yourself what other people believe. Keep an open mind, and everything will be all right. This could also go into people who perhaps had certain influences from pets. Perhaps you had a dog you absolutely adored, and as you were close to it, your own spirit decided that it loved that dog so much, it should be more like that. So the influence of loving the dog like that slowly changed your attitude towards life. You began to smile more, have a bigger, happier view on the world. And what's wrong with that? If, as long as you're not, banging the dog, I'm not gonna support that. Journalistic view or not, please, people, don't do your pets. Your pets are rape. You can't get permission from your pets. A dog cannot say yes, so it's rape. Don't do it. Okay, now that we've gotten that point across, the people who become furs during their life can also become other things, like angels or I don't know. I guess a good point to make right now would be some people believe themselves to act like angels or whatever, and maybe they are. Maybe influence from their own guardian angel made them or helped them become their own angel, so that from now on, whenever they die or be reincarnated, they're like an angel on earth. In this theory, that can also be proven to be true, so it's not so far-fetched. Well, anything can be true if you think about it. You just gotta find a way to prove it. Or make it sound plausible. The third kind of furs I've noticed have been the ones who choose to be a fur. Yes, choice. Don't you love it? Freedom of choice. Ha ha ha, who am I kidding? Anywho, basically these are people who loved furs or loved these people who believed themselves or acted like animals so much that they really did think putting on a pair of ears and a tail would be fun. Again, it's just a choice, and truthfully, it kind of is fun. Going around being something that you are or are not is completely and absolutely fun. It's the whole basis of why Halloween is such a great holiday. Screw the candy. I want to wear a tail. Anywho, it's fun to be a fur, and it can catch on in some humans. I think it should catch on more. I really think it should catch on more because it'd be great to see everyone being happy together and being something that really means something to some people. Wouldn't the world be a better place if we all just grew a tail? I should use that as a quote. Wouldn't that be great? You know, Kangaroo Crossing. Wouldn't the world be better if we all had a tail? What do you think, guys? That's what this entire program, this entire idea is about. What do you think? I'm merely giving you what I hear. So, what do you think? Email me if you actually have an idea. The email is still the same. afro_bunny_murr, MURR, at hotmail.com. I don't really use it that much, so if I don't respond right away, not my fault. If you do want to get a hold of me quicker, the best thing to do would be go look up the forum that I hang out at the most at. The old one I usually mention is up, and I do check on it every now and then. However, there is a forum being run by She-Wolf, if you remember her. She started her own little forum, and it's pretty cool so far. I'm hoping that a lot of my friends come over and visit, and I'm hoping that in the end, we all just enjoy ourselves and really enjoy life as we hang out together on the new forum, which is called Fur For You. The website is HTTP, the little dash thingies, whatever. You know, screw the first part. Just type in Fur For You, FUR, For You, dot FFRQ dot com, and you should see it come up pretty darn quick. If you don't, well, ask around, get a hold of She-Wolf. If you don't know She-Wolf, you probably do, because everybody knows She-Wolf. Ask your friends. One of them knows She-Wolf. I will bet you money. And you don't know me for real, because I don't want to owe you money. gotta love the internet. Anywho, come to our forum, enjoy, have a good time, and I'm gonna take this moment to thank anyone who actually listens to this stuff and isn't on our forum. If you actually listen to this, and I know I actually did get to see or meet one of the people, you know who you are. He actually came onto the forum and said hi, and he actually knew who I was and sent me an email, and I wish I had responded sooner because I thought it was, you know, very cool, and I was honored that he actually, you know, did listen. And I am honored if anyone listens to this because it makes me happy. So, you know, actually listen, actually come visit, actually meet me online, and I hope we can be friends. And I'm holding a hand out to the computer screen, and I hope you're doing the same, even if it looks nerdy. Which it does. Put your hand down. Alright, I have to leave this show off, have to turn it off, you know, get back to my normal life. Blech. But before I leave, as always, I have to leave this show with my words of wisdom, words to live by. And as some of you like to call them, words. I know I'm saying this wrong, so bear with me. The words are meow chicka meow meow. Some of you'll know what that means. And to those people and the rest of you, I say this with every single intention to put a smile on your face. See you soon. And later.